This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 after the hour. I got to have a sip of my life-change tea. Aha, great way to start the hour. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio. So I want to get to something that is troubling me, and maybe we can dig into the roots of this information to find out more about the revelations regarding the way you swipe your phone, Jennifer, tap your smartphone screen. This information is being used to track your identity and breach your privacy, potentially. There's data science research being done, and it suggests that touch gestures contain sufficient information to uniquely identify and track you, the user. Did you know anything? Do you know this? This is really...
I'd imagine there's a digital record every time you use a credit card.
Yeah, but how do they know it's you or somebody else? The way you hit the whatever it is, the ID itself, whatever the numbers are, then the way you tap or swipe things, depending on what you're interested in. The information, according to these researchers, reveals up to 98% of information about you, the user. I think this is awful. Regular tracking tracks virtual identities such as online profiles. Touch-based tracking has the potential to track and identify the actual person operating the device. What the hell are we doing to ourselves? This is Big Brother on top of Big Brother on top of Big Brother. Like muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles. I think this is outrageous. This is, you think about the Cambridge Analytica privacy story. Maybe that's what's come out of this, in part, making you more aware of privacy settings. But the researchers are warning that privacy settings may not be enough, as plenty of apps need to collect information about gesture input that enhances the quality of the experience. Why? And how do they get this information? Just by, what? I don't get it. I don't understand how these things are developed to the point that they are, that the way you tap the screen, I'm just thinking, making motions to myself now here, as I think about how I use my iPhone or my iPad.
I'm not sure exactly.
What's the benefit? Who's using this information?
Well, to the company, that's a benefit.
Yeah, I'm assuming that if they know exactly, if they can track exactly who you are based on your swiping habits, so if you, like I said, if you share an iPad or you share your phone with someone else, then they're going to be able to tell, okay, this person, Kara, swipes this way, and this is what she's looking at, or this is the thing that she focuses on most in the app, then that would be great for the company to know what I'm really, who exactly is looking at what, because then they can, if they see that swiping pattern or a certain way of touching the phone, then, okay, they can probably, I don't know, advertise specifically to you because they know what you're looking at already. It just seems like, you know, as much data as they can get on you, the better it is for them.
Wow.
So it's...
People should know that, though. People
data mining. I think people have an anticipation of that now, for sure.
I don't. I didn't. Not that I'm the average person.
I want to bring yourself up to speed. It's happening every single time you go into a retail environment.
How so? You mean online or going into a store?
Yes, yes, and yes. Don't think for a second that there's an easier way where your behaviors aren't being tracked. They're tracking you in a store. They're tracking you online. They're looking for your behaviors. They're looking for what they have built as a profile for you. If you're buying the products they think you should be buying, it's very interesting. This is the future of how you're going to be marketed to.
Wow. This is like four corners of the world, four sheets to the wind. This is, this stupefies me. You can tell by listening to me.
Yeah, but Jen's not wrong, because a lot of places like Think Target, they've got their own Wi-Fi, or all these different places have their own Wi-Fi, or basically they can identify when you go in the store. And then, you know, I see stuff on the computer when I'm looking things up. I see commercials or advertisements for things that I didn't look up on that specific computer, but I looked it up on my phone multiple days before in a random search, and now it shows up everywhere that I look, no matter what computer I'm using. And so it's going to follow you around. And I think basically the assumption is that if you don't want people to follow you around, then you probably need to make cash transactions and only use a flip phone. Which,
there you go.
Kind of
a flip phone.
Yeah, it's kind of impossible to do now. So
yeah, I got a stash of flip phones. When one dies,
you got a lot of burner phones that you're using for something.
No, I have flip phones. Bob buys me three or four at a time, and I go through one or so a year, and then get the next one. I've been using the same model for years, so you just buy them online and have them ready in the waiting. I do use the iPhone, but I don't talk. I don't use it the way most people use it. I have an app, the Uber app I use. I use it during the day when I'm out to try to catch up on what's going on email-wise. But I don't buy anything on it. I don't use it, you know, for that sort of thing.
And that's where I kind of wonder how this will affect us in years and years and years, because my parents don't really have any apps on their phones. I think a lot of people who didn't necessarily grow up in the generation where computers were around since you were a kid, and then cell phones were around since I was relatively young. So those people are not using that many apps. They're not using that many things that they're swiping and touching on their phone. But for people like me, I'm using it all the time for banking, for everything. And most people my age do. So I'm just interested to see how that will affect us and how advertising and everything is going to completely change in the next, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years. I just feel like it's going to be completely different than it's ever been before. And I don't think we have any idea how it's going to affect us yet, which is interesting but kind of scary.
Well, in a way, I'm in the advertising business. That's what I'm, an independent producer producing this program and three or four others, and I depend on advertising. So we find new advertisers, new businesses, new companies all the time, because some of the old traditional companies have gone to digital. But it's interesting because they're coming back again, because digital doesn't seem to work. Radio works, digital doesn't. And so one wonders if we've gone over the precipice, though. Are we too far? The fact that people have iPhones and everybody wants to have access at least to one. I know some people have two or three of them. I think we're beyond the time when we can say, oh, well, that's a fad. That'll die off. One wonders what the next piece of technology may be that's like an iPhone. You ever think about that? What's next? What happens? What do we use next?
There'll be something.
In terms, they're going to put an iPhone in your finger? Something like that?
I think a lot of it will be retina scans. I think a lot of it, there'll be so much more technology. It's crazy. It was the whole issue of 3D guns have come up, and how you can print a gun at home.
By the way, it's Trump's fault. You knew that, right?
Right. 3D printers are Trump's fault, yes. I think I got the memo on that. But these 3D printers, we think about all the usefulness, right? They can even print organs for organ transplants, and they can do all these wonderful things. But there's always a side effect. There's always that negative slap back to any new progress, and I think that's what we're kind of muddying through right now.
Yep, it is. 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limits. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? need pencils, six notebooks, a backpack, two-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply. See store for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders, they're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America is about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Ahoy, I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you been to the beach yet this summer? If so, you might have noticed something missing that's usually there, a lifeguard. More and more communities have stopped hiring lifeguards. It's not because there's less danger, though. In the Midwest, 98 people drowned in the Great Lakes in 2016, a sharp increase from 55 the year before. Despite more deaths, many communities on the Great Lakes don't provide lifeguards anymore because they're worried about being sued if someone is injured or dies with a lifeguard on duty. No lifeguard, no lawsuit. Let's be fair. It may be easier for communities to post signs saying there's no lifeguard on duty, but it's not better for those using the beach. In Hawaii, where safe beaches are crucial to their economy, they've addressed that problem by passing a law giving lifeguards immunity from liability. Even though personal injury lawyers have opposed renewing the law, it has broad public support and could be a model for other states, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 18 and a half the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Kara and I focusing on the death of Art Bell. How many people remember? Well, most everybody who is a radio fan knew Art Bell. He died in April in Nevada, where he lived for a long time. So listen to this. The toxicology report was released, and it showed that he had the following items in his system. Oxycodone, which is an opioid, hydrocodone, which is an analgesic, diazepam, which is like Valium, and carisoprodol, which is a muscle relaxant. All four legally prescribed in his system. He suffered from COPD because he was a big smoker. He suffered from hypertension and all of that stuff. Just all together, one wonders what is. We learn, it seems to me, from this, the importance of doctors knowing what you're taking, and under the circumstances. Because we were fans, we kind of think about the radio community and his many years as the creator of Coast to Coast and host of Coast to Coast AM. But I think looking at this. This is what a recipe this is. How many other people, you know, don't know or have all these things that they're taking? I think there's a real warning there. Four prescribed drugs in his system. Wow. So, I mean, I never saw the guy when he wasn't smoking. He was smoking all the time. That's why he had COPD. But this is a warning, it seems to me. Interesting to know. Also, congratulations to Rush Limbaugh, who yesterday started his 31st year. His program started in August of 1988, and this program, which will begin its 31st year in October, started 2 months later, October 8th, 1988. So the two of us have that in common. 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Stuff. 23 and change after the hour here on the DJB program. Jennifer, Tara, and Doug enjoying the music of Sheik. Till the World Falls Down. This is a new tune, is it not? Or has this been around for a while?
I think it came out last year or a few years ago. But yeah, this is their newest one.
Yep. Netflix announcing a new documentary series, Once in a Lifetime Sessions, featuring an individual artist or band as they record, discuss, and perform their music. The first four artists to be featured in the series, Nile Rodgers, TLC, Noel Gallagher, and Moby. According to the release, the show was shot on location at various recording studios all around the world. Four additional episodes with new artists are set to air later this year. Once in a Lifetime Sessions start this week on Netflix. Nile Rodgers and Sheik announcing that their new album, It's About Time, arrives the 14th of next month. Marks the first Sheik album in 26 years. That's what I was thinking. Sheik. The Freak. Remember that? No, nobody remembers that except me.
I remember that.
Everyone remembers that song.
They do? Really? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So, single they're sharing, Till the World Falls, is what we were listening to in the background. But there's a lot of good, this has always been a fun kind of upbeat sound, I think. Don't you? Do we all like it? I think it's kind of a fun. Here it is.
Freak out!
Especially for the people in Youngstown, Ohio listening. Hi, it's Sheik. All right, next up, musically, Dave Grohl. Announcing, speaking of documentaries, he's got a two-part mini-documentary, Play. As the Foo Fighters wrap up their Concrete and Gold tour, Dave announcing the coming of a two-part mini-documentary called Play, written and filmed by Dave Grohl. It celebrates the rewards and challenges of dedicating your life to playing and mastering a musical instrument. Play is going to be released to streaming services on the 10th of the month with a limited edition vinyl coming out September 28th. The vinyl in digital formats now available to pre-order. Directed by Grohl and his common collaborator Mark Monroe, Play features a 23-minute jam session where the creation of this guy has a one-man band instrumental recording session using seven instruments. Wow, can you imagine that? This sounds like Richard Carpenter. He used to do that.
I can't imagine being able to play one instrument, let alone seven.
I know, seven, right. He said, quote, watching my children start to play music and learn to sing or play drums, it brings me back to the time when I was their age, listening to albums, learning from listening. And when I take my children to the place where they take their lessons, I see these rooms full of children that are really pushing themselves to figure this out. And even now, as a 49-year-old man, I'm trying to figure it out. It's not something that you truly master, ever. You're always chasing the next challenge. I think that's true of life in general, not just playing music, don't you think?
Yeah, it
really?
Should be.
Yeah, right. So, interesting news about another documentary, Dave Grohl, great musician. Here's an even more interesting, for me anyway, Sister Sledge from the disco era. They're going to the big screen, a biopic called Life Song, based on the members Kim and sisters Debbie, Kathy, the late Joni, started as a group in 1971 in Philadelphia. They enjoyed a lot of disco hits like We Are Family, Lost in Music, He's the Greatest Dancer. I think that's a great song. The movie's going to tell a story from Kim's perspective as the journey of life, love, loss, and learning. Life Song, depicting Sister Sledge's rise to fame amid the changing power dynamics in the home, culture, society. The film is also going to chronicle their interactions with fellow music icons like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Jackson 5, Elton John, Cher, Earth, Wind, and Fire. This would be cool. Very, very cool. 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Miles. It's time to think about wheels for the next school year. Here's a list of the best cars for under $6,000, the 2002 to 2006 Acura RSX. It's a sexy, sporty coupe, great to drive and reliable. The 2004 to 2006 Scion XB, another car under $6,000, the 2002-2006 Honda CR-V. Great gas mileage, reliable and durable. If you want bigger, how about the 2002-2007 Ford Explorer? For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Adidas, JanSports, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mixed messages again from the Trump administration when it comes to Russian meddling in U.S. elections. At the White House yesterday, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said Russia was involved in meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And he added,
"We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States."
Hours later, at a campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania, President Trump focused on how well he got along when he met with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, adding,
"Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay?"
Evacuations going on in Lynchburg, Virginia, where they're concerned a dam could fail at any time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Ms. Jennifer Horn and Ms. Kara Schillen. Ms. Victoria Keelan is out getting her house all straightened out. She's very excited because she moved to a new location. And she posted a few things, I think, Kara, hasn't she? That would bring us
not to
up
me.
To date.
No, oh. She's alive.
Well, she is alive. And on the highway to success. This is a very clever portion of the program I like to call Around the Nation and Around the World. That's pretty exciting, right? Nobody else ever used that, I'm sure. Small town.
Thing around the horn, because that always irritates me. It becomes too personal.
The Horn of Africa, I remember going. Why
That's
did they
my
call
African cousin.
Yeah, okay.
The horn, because of the shape.
Yes, got it. Okay. So there's a small town here in Massachusetts where I live called Blandford, B-A-L-V-L-A-N-D-F-O-R-D.
Is it boring?
Blandford, very boring. Yes.
I'm from Blandford.
Yeah. They had one police cruiser, no air conditioning, driver's seat stuck in a reclined position, couldn't use it, no radio communication. They had their own cell phone, so they communicated back and forth. The officers, there are no full-time officers. I know this situation very well because I know a couple of the police who work in this community. And they are part-time. They all work as police in other cities, other cities and towns in that area, like New Salem is a place. This is all Western Massachusetts stuff. So anyway, they had no bulletproof vests. Nothing quite worked. Officers paid $14-15 an hour. The median hourly rate for police officers around the country is twice that. The interim chief, Roberta Sarnacki, and her four part-time police department officers resigned en masse in protest, citing unsafe working conditions, dangers on the job. The, let's see, one of the officers wrote, "Would you put your lives on the line in these conditions?" I don't think so. There are a couple of different officers. Let's see here. Chris Anciello, Kristen Scapin, and Gage Turlick. The officers pointed to several recent police officer shootings. As a matter of fact, there have been a number of them here in Massachusetts. Two officers in Falmouth, one in Weymouth. And because this is one of the things that they don't talk about, this town is located on what is basically the kingpin drug route from New Hampshire to Springfield, Massachusetts. It's Route 202, and the police officers, I remember one lady who actually helped me once when I had a breakdown on the highway there a number of years ago. I was waiting for the cavalry to arrive and take care of my problem with a broken down truck. And so we had a long conversation about what went on in this corridor. It's a Route 202 from Keene, New Hampshire down to Springfield, and there are people that speed this road is in a very rural area, and you can find people going up and down the highway 80, 90 miles an hour all the time. Police never stop them, and the reason they don't stop them is because the people that are traveling that fast for the most part are the drug lords that are moving product from New Hampshire to Springfield and back again. And they all have guns. They all have more force than any of these small police departments, so they just let them go. They don't pay any attention to them. There are always crashes. They're running off the road in snowstorms and rainstorms and stuff, and they find all kinds of drugs and paraphernalia, and they don't arrest the people. It's just amazing what goes on because they figure they don't get paid enough. It's too dangerous, so they just sort of keep the peace, if you will, but in this circumstance, they've had enough. So the state police sent in officers to make sure that everything was okay. But I was thinking about this and how often we talk about how over-policed we are in this country. Down in Florida, where this ridiculous sheriff's office, the state police, the troopers, the local police, they're all over the place. And yet in places like the coastal towns in Maine, there's no police. You go up to Deer Isle or up to some of these areas in the more rural parts of Maine, no police. The state police drive through once a day just to make sure that the town's still there. But that's it. There's no. So how many of us live, how many of you listening right now live in a community that has no police? None. No police presence, no law. You know, we think about the early days of the Wild West when guys would come into town and they take over and blam, blam, blam. If you didn't like what they were doing, they'd just shoot you. Well, that sort of thing, I don't know the random shooting of people that don't go along with the big guys, but there are plenty of places. I think of another, the town where my mother grew up in Illinois, Ashley, Illinois, and Ridgeview and those places. They have no police force. They have 400, 500, 600 people live in the town, and the state police drive through once or twice a day to make sure everything's okay, and that's it. You don't have, there's no police force at all. And, you know, we get so
that
used to.
That's shocking, even in the smallest
yeah.
towns. It seems
yeah.
stupid.
Well, we get so used to hearing all these stories about police abuses, Jennifer, and yet in some places there just isn't any police at all.
Mm-hmm. That maybe is the police abuse, right?
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't mind that sometimes because we have, around the D.C. area, we have so many. I mean, we've got a ton of speed traps, but there's also, like, every street is just, you know, if you're speeding, they're going to take a picture of you. If you're speeding, yeah. they've got radar enforced. They're just everywhere. Come on.
So did I tell you guys?
Just let me drive a little fast sometimes.
It's not about safety. It's about collecting money, too. It has nothing to do with safety.
did I ask you guys my moral dilemma question?
No.
About the speeding, about the tickets?
No.
All right. So the other day, I've been meaning to do this because I need some help. I've been freezing.
We're here
in
to
place.
Help you, Jennifer. Help
yeah, and I haven't been dealing with this at all, because and it needs to be done. So my mom's been going through some health stuff over the last several months, and she also works in my office with me a day, maybe 2 days a week. And so one of the days I leave this program and I go straight over to another show that I do in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And so as I was leaving, I happened to see the mail that I brought in. I didn't have a chance to go through it the night before, but I saw on top of the stack, there was a letter from the LAPD, and I went, oh no, what is this? So of course I have to open it on my way out the door, right? First thing in the morning, great way to start the day. And it is a ticket from a camera that caught me running a red light. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what the heck is this? I don't remember running a red light.
Don't
and I'm looking at it. I said, this isn't me. What's going on? And then I look at the time and the date, and I realize it's my mom who took my car out to go pick up business cards for me. when we were at work. And then I looked down at the picture, and there she is smiling away in the car. So now, it gives me an opportunity on the back to transfer the ticket over to her, or I can keep the ticket for myself and complete traffic school. What do I do?
Well, you don't do anything because this stuff has been challenged in court. I had one of them last year.
I thought they were illegal.
Yeah, they are. But they're still trying to hook people. If you don't know, if you're not smart enough, people see this stuff. Okay, I'm sending a check in. This is how corrupt government has become. This is a wholesale corruption of screwing the public so they can take more of your money to waste it. So I wised up to this. Last year, I got one of these same tickets, and Brendan and I were talking about it. He says, Dad, you don't have to pay that. They're illegal. They're trying to scam you, so just throw it away. And I did. And I have no ramifications whatsoever, so just toss it, Jennifer. But it more underscores how corrupt government is, how corrupt these police forces are, just the total disregard for ethics and morality just to screw with you and try to get more money out of you so that they can go through their ridiculous schemes to waste and corrupt more systems in government. Oh, my God.
And here's another question. They make you go to traffic school in California if you go through a red light?
Well, if it's your first offense, you can get it off your record. Because otherwise it goes on your record like a regular old ticket.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
In California. But they don't know who's driving the car. They can't put it on your record.
They have a picture of her driving the car.
Okay,
But I'm just telling you that it's illegal. They can't prosecute your mother, throw the ticket away.
It wasn't even LAPD, it was Metro, which is odd. It was the Metro Authority, which is why I was told it was even an issue, because the Metro Authority is the only one that still does the traffic cams.
Yeah. Throw it away.
That's very bizarre to me, because that's the only time or place I've ever heard of it. Because that's why people, you know, don't mind getting, well, they do mind, but when you get a speeding ticket or something based on a camera, it doesn't go in your record. You don't get any points removed because they don't know who's driving the car. It could be anyone. It's not like getting pulled over by a cop. It's the only time I've ever heard of someone having to go to traffic school for that.
So you can.
Throw it away. That's the word to the wise. 45 past the hour.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limits. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply, see store for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on.
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Make it count when driving. Make it count when flying. Make it count when traveling. Make it count when giving back. It's Make It Count Rewards for Marathon. You earn points every time you fill up or make select purchases at Marathon. You save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244. So what should you do right now? Sign up and make it count. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So we're talking about driving here on the DJV program. There's a $100 million lawsuit filed in that duck boat accident, killed 17 people in Missouri last month. Lawyers representing those who lost loved ones say that their goal is to ban what they describe as, quote, amphibious death traps. The new lawsuit filed on behalf of the Coleman family in Indianapolis lost 9 relatives when the duck boat got caught in a storm and sank on a lake. 17 of the 29 passengers and 2-man crew aboard the ride were killed. See, this is the law out of control.
I agree. This is dumb.
Who the hell are they to try to put these people? This was a horrible storm. They shouldn't have been out on the boat in the first place.
I have empathy because I feel bad for the people who lost their family. It's a very sad situation, but that doesn't mean with oversight that this company needs to go out of business. It just means that they need to be better at what they're doing, and there needs to be new protocols in place. I don't understand the idea of putting them out of business. It's not like these accidents are happening every day. This is kind of a freak thing.
This is outrageous. This is these damn lawyers, and they're trying to control everything. Screw them. This is not, you don't put these people out of business. It is sad, though. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
After the hour, our continuing focus on you and your health in the Good Day Healthy Old Remnants of the Good Day program surfaced when Dr. Ken Kronhaus shows up on the scene, and he is a continuing part of our program, the help aspects of this program. This is one of the things that we're well known for years and years and years. People understand that we are here to help at your service, if you will. So, Ken, focusing on some food news, including the 9 foods. Why couldn't they come up with a list of 10? Why are they 9 foods to reduce your anxiety levels? So give us the background first on this before we actually go through the list, Ken.
Well, everybody's looking for natural, healthy ways to deal with issues, and this is a lot of research put together based on studies of how to get rid of anxiety with foods.
Yeah. All right. So if you are anxious and you want to take care of it without pills, no popping pills here, just eating the right foods, here's the list of the top 9 foods to help you reduce anxiety.
Number 9.
Brazil nuts.
Number 8.
Fatty fish.
Number 7.
Eggs.
Number 6.
Pumpkin seeds.
Number 5.
Dark chocolate.
Number 4.
Turmeric.
Number 3.
Chamomile.
Number 2.
Yogurt.
Number 1.
Green tea.
All right. So let's, for a moment, fatty fish and turmeric are 2 of the 9 that jump out when I'm thinking about, when I listen to you tell that story, and I'm thinking about, okay, what do? I eat lots of fish, and then I take the supplements as well. You say, I don't think you've ever said do one or the other, but don't do both, because I don't think there's any limit to the amount of omega-3s, the benefit of the fish oil. You can, as much as you can eat or absorb, it's good for you. It's not going to hurt you, right, no matter how much you ingest?
It doesn't hurt you.
Right. And you're going to say, well, it doesn't help. I still am not sure that I, not that I'm the doctor here. People say to me, you arrogant son of a bee. You're always talking, you're challenging Dr. Ken. How do you dare do that? How dare you? And I just think that some of the stuff is, no matter what, I have a different experience, isn't it? So you just tell a different experience.
Well, I think the supplements help outside the heart. It depends where in the body you're talking about benefit. Right.
Well, you mentioned turmeric, which is very important. I think the turmeric, I take it myself every day. I give it to the dog every day because it's good for all kinds of things.
Curcumin, yes. It lowers inflammation, oxidative stress. It lowers anxiety. It helps improve your mood.
Right. All right. So all those reduce anxiety. We ought to publish. You know what we should do is we ought to post it on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Good sense, yeah. The 9 foods to help reduce anxiety. Okay. Speaking of foods, there's a warning this week about more parasites in salads and wraps and that sort of stuff. So the feds are on the prowl. Don't purchase a couple of dozen different salad and wrap products. So what's the story here, Ken?
It's all about chopped romaine lettuce, Doug. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued a warning about possible cyclospora contamination in popular salad and wrap products. The beef, pork, and poultry products are produced by Cato Foods and sold at popular retail stores, Doug, including Kroger, Walgreens, and Trader Joe's. The USDA has identified 25 affected items. Cyclosporiasis, this is not something we've talked about in the past, is an infection you can get by eating or drinking cyclospora parasites. The time between becoming infected and becoming sick, Doug, is about 1 week. That's the incubation period. The infection usually causes watery diarrhea with frequent, sometimes explosive bowel movements. Outbreaks are commonly linked to various types of fresh produce. Other common symptoms are loss of appetite, abdominal cramping, nausea, and antibiotics are needed to treat the infection. People who have diarrhea should also rest and drink plenty of fluids.
Yeah. Body aches, flu-like symptoms can occur.
Chopped romaine lettuce. That's what you want to be on the lookout for.
And it's tougher going through this than either Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli. Those are bad enough, but this stuff really grabs your gut.
Yeah, it's treated with same thing we use to treat urinary tract infections, Bactrim, Aseptra. Trimethoprim, yeah. Sulfamethoxazole is what we use to treat this.
All right, it's a good way to lose. Well, it's not a good way to lose weight, but
will. This is not. I would not advise this as an effective weight loss. You will lose weight, but there's much easier ways.
The best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Don't forget that. The healthy choice for weight loss. The active ingredient is collagen protein. You need that. So get yourself on a good, positive way to lose weight. It's the all-natural way. Go to toploss.com to order Calitrin. Use the code DJV for 10% off. That's Calitrin, to lose weight the safe way, at toploss.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.